right, welcome back to the Artist Connection Podcast. This is Matt Kesar here with today's very special guest, Michael Wexler. Welcome, sir.
Thanks for having me, Matt. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. Your resume is extensive, but what we're here to talk about today, you're the writer, the director, and the producer of your brand new movie, Altered Minds.
Yes, Altered Minds.
God, very, I love very it. Much.
Thank you.
You know, I'm a fan of the thriller kind of movie, and what I appreciate now as I watch more and more of these, especially that are, you know, more independent kind of things, the amount of work that must go into crafting a story like this with characters that are so strong and each have their own backstories, but yet come together, and for you as the writer and director to bring all those personalities together and keep the story flowing must be a huge undertaking.
Well, yeah, you know, making movies is not for the weary. And not for the easily intimidated.
Yeah.
Just in general. The Golden Globes were on last night, and the statement by Inarritu after he won, I think it was Best Director for The Revenant, he said, film is... you know, pain is temporary, film is forever.
Right.
And a quote that I've heard many times before that I always think of when I'm about to get to work on a movie, whether it's the writing or the directing, whatever part of it is, there's no easy part to it, no matter whether you're making a space movie or you're making a film that's set in a room, for the majority of the movie.
Right.
And in terms of Altered Minds, I think the challenge for me and I think for everybody involved was keeping the film from getting too claustrophobic, even though 80% of it takes place in one house one evening, and it's between I think six family members.
Right.
So it's an ensemble, essentially an ensemble piece, and we really tried hard in the planning of this film with regards to the cinematography and regards to my discussions with the actors to keep it from feeling too stagey and too play, even though, again, it had those trappings. So I was very much trying to be aware as a storyteller, as a director, when we began making this, that that could easily become that, right? Because you have monologues, you have a lot of dialogue, and you have a few rooms in this house. So we wanted to make sure that there was sort of an evolution in the storytelling through the cinematography. So things would change from your perception in the beginning, then the middle, and the end. Keep things dynamic inside that house, right? And same thing with the performances, and same thing with the actors and characters they were playing. It was very important. This movie is essentially a mystery as to what has happened or may not have happened in this house. A very unusual family, and I say unusual, is it's mostly traumatized, used to be children, they're now adults,
right.
Traumatized orphans who were adopted by this Nobel Prize-winning
well-respected
psychiatrist, formerly working for the United States government, played by Judd Hirsch, of course, and they come together to celebrate his last birthday because he's dying of cancer, and this is probably going to be the last time the family all gets together. And one of the kids, who is known to be quite off kilter and quite imaginative, he's a horror novelist. He comes in with these accusations that the father had tortured the kids and use them as Manchurian candidates in a government-funded, classified, of course, mind control project, and that they, in fact, weren't adopted by Judd Hirsch because he loved them, but were adopted because they were the perfect kind of candidates for this type of program. And, of course, the beginning of the story, you hear this, and you know, the audience and the family members all think that this guy is off his rocker, and he is suffering from some kind of tremendous delusionary state. Is delusionary a word?
What I believe so, different? Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds good.
I'll Wikipedia later.
Yeah, sounds good.
Anyway, so, you know, it was very important for me as director to